Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing Good Better on Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and my co-host is in Uganda at the moment. And I've just learned that he probably won't make it on to join us, which really drives home the fact that he's a man who truly embodies the spirit of this show. Someone who doesn't just talk about making a positive difference in the world, he's out there doing it and helping others do better. Steve Caliber has built his life around that mission. He brings together those who give and those who serve, uniting nonprofit organizations with high-capacity families and generous investors who want to make their resources count for something greater. It's that same passion that inspired the title of his book and the mission behind this very show, Doing Good Better. Now, for those of you that don't know me, I'm an international investigator, humanitarian, and storyteller who's dedicated his life to helping others, especially at-risk youth and families in crisis. Now, I'm a former president of the World Association of Detectives, co-author with Les Brown of Fight for Your Dreams, and author of Running Away in America. Now, simply put, I've been blessed with occupations that have allowed me to travel the world to uncover truth, rescue the vulnerable, and make a positive difference in lives of others. Now, today, we have the honor of sitting down with a man whose life mission is a bold intertwining of faith, family, and service. Dan Strait, husband to Gina, proud father to Megan and Nick, and grandfather to sweet miracle baby Ellery, who's now 2.5. On paper, Dan's the driving force between SSP Insurance, but that's just one chapter of his life. His truest calling lies in walking in God's timing, extending mentorship, opening his home, and standing as a refuge for God's precious children. Now, for over a decade, there was a vision born for him, Kingdom Coalition for Kids, uniting churches, families, and children's ministry leaders in a powerful alliance of sharing relationships and resources. What began as 7 ministries has now blossomed into a robust network spanning 100+ ministries with over 200 members praying, collaborating, and impacting lives, not just locally, but around the globe. Now, today, coalitions are taking shape, communities gathering to minister together. They strengthen one another and bring hope to children in Jesus' name. Dan, welcome to Doing Good Better. We're thrilled to have you.
Well, thanks, Alan. I love your passion for kids, for the vulnerable, not only locally, but globally. And I really appreciate our friendship over the years. Your model of being and living out a God's man had a ripple effect and definitely a huge impact on me. So keep saying yes, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that so much. And I wish that I had the energy that you have, because it's phenomenal. I mean, what I've seen you do and how I've seen you grow in 10 years, it has just been so incredible. And I'm thankful for being in the wake of it. But, you know, one of the things that you said, you said something that really hit home to me. And one time you said, if it's all God's, why aren't we just sharing and working together? Let's dig into that, because when you talked about that, it really hit me.
Well, let's take it down to a real simplistic visual. Let's take the two-letter word me and turn it upside down. What is that? It becomes we.
Oh, yes.
So we just took the M and flipped it upside down and became a W. And the driving force in God's kingdom and how he glorifies himself is us working together for his glory. And that has started since the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And that was the first we. And now we get to be part of that. So exciting.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you talk about we, and anybody that has known me for any length of time knows that I focus on a we mentality, be it in our personal relationships, be it in our business, whatever it is. If we start with we are now going to, in so many ways, be able to achieve so much more. And I love the fact that you're putting it into all of the things that you're working with right now. Now, you've talked about the fact that, you know, as you've tried to put things together, you know, as far as with KC for Kids, which again, you know, that's the focus right now. You talk about the fact that at times you run into walls, or the first time I heard it, you used the term silos. You know, what are some of the biggest walls or silos that you've seen between some of the ministries and organizations that you've been working with, and how did you bring those walls down?
Well, it's really the Holy Spirit that is moving and moving within hearts, and that is shifting the scarcity mindset around the globe, whether it's local or developing countries. And the first component is it's all God's. None of this is ours. It's God's. And we are entrusted to be good stewards of it. So we get to, we don't have to. So that's another shift in mentality. And as God's working on our hearts, another visual, we can take this, which we're holding on to because it's ours, and open up our fist to our palms being open, and now we're sharing what is God's. And that is so impactful when you've been discipled and now you're discipling that and modeling that for the next generation of kingdom influencers. And I know I've been greatly impacted by God's men pouring into me that modeling. And that's the we aspect and the selflessness that these God's men poured into me and were available and present and took time with me. Now I've gotten to do that, but it really was something that I needed to shift my heart to serving others than myself.
Well, and I appreciate the thought of, you know, that, you know, it is his first and then we are moving forward, but not everybody's moving forward. And, you know, it's funny, two stories came into my head, and it comes down to making the decision to do something. And I'll share one, and it had to do with a friend who was dealing with some health issues. And so they asked me, and some of their health issues involved extreme weight gain, diabetes, and just some internal issues that they were dealing with that could be life-threatening. And so I offered up some of the things that I know as sort of a biohacker. And their answer was, Alan, I appreciate that. I know that you care, but it's in his hands. So I'm just going to do same thing I've been doing all along, which was not a very healthy lifestyle. And I understand that thought. My answer to him was, Why do you think I was put here? So if I was put here to share this information with you, then maybe that's why you need to alter the lifestyle. So what I'm saying is that there are some people who will say, well, it's his decision, it's his whatever, and they don't feel that they need to do anything because they just think it's just going to happen whenever it happens. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about that, because you are somebody that I have looked at and said, look, he gets it. And what he gets from this is that if I'm introduced to people that are giving me information that's going to be beneficial, yeah, maybe that's why they're here, for me to make those decisions or for me to move in that direction. Talk about that a little bit, because I know there's been a lot of mentors in your life that have helped you. But there's a difference between somebody offering help and then somebody being smart enough to take it and run with it. And that's what I feel you've done.
Thank you, Alan. And that's by the grace of God. You know, I was we'll get to this later on in the show, but I was plucked out of the fire at age 7. And so I had some really tough upbringings. And a lot of the passion that comes and the purpose, it really came from some real brokenness that God allowed me to go through. And I think a lot of people have areas in their life where God allowed them to go through some really tough times. And for me, what is driving me at the core root is some of that brokenness that I continue to be and continue to be healed from. And that spark has been driving the openness for me to allow the Holy Spirit to direct traffic. And that is in the morning asking for the Spirit to the four W's, I call them: who, what, where, and when. And then I step into the day with an opportunistic mindset that God is going to bring divine appointments and God winks. And then I'm not surprised when they happen. But this wasn't always the case, Alan.
Yeah.
I was in self most of the first half of my life. And I was running from the pain and suffering that I endured the first part of my childhood. And, you know, it's never too anything for God. And that's the exciting part in my story, is I didn't come to Christ. I grew up in the church. I knew who God was and who Jesus was, but I didn't have a relationship with him. And I didn't know Jesus until my mid 40s. I give you a little where I'm at in my age. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty, I think, that everyone has, and the opportunity is to step into that. And that's really been the driver since Jesus has come into my life. And it is a growing faith. It's something that every day is a new day. And it's not always the same. Some days are really, really good, and others are great. But again, I get to, I don't have to. And on a positive mindset, it doesn't matter which side of the bed you get out of. You get out of bed. Yeah. You know, with a cup of water, you know, it can be half empty or half full, but we still get a drink. And I think some of that positive mindset was a survival for me the first half of my life. Now it comes from something other than me, and that is a kingdom realm that I've been blessed to step into.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, the breaking generational cycles. And because it's something that, again, is so near and dear to me, because I love history, I've studied history. And one of the things that you realize is that there are generational cycles that if they aren't broken, we keep passing them on from generation to generation. And what you just talked about is a very powerful testimony. You've taken that testimony and what you went through, and you've now put it into KC for Kids. So, I mean, and things that I know, it, you know, that it's not just about rescuing kids, but it's about transforming generations. So let's talk a little bit about the organization and how you help young men and women who have grown up without strong family models, how they learn to lead, to love, and to pour into others.
Thanks, Alan. Kingdom Coalition for Kids, that passion came from a business side, a marketplace side. And it still does today. It's a relational, introducing people, relationships. As the relationships grow and I understand what the needs are for that product or service offering, then I make introductions and grow the network. Well, now God, a dozen years ago, allowed me to do that for his kingdom. And in praying over a walk on the beach, he gave me a clear message that what you've been doing in the marketplace, now we're going to do in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing children's ministries to each other to collaborate for the kingdom, that's what we're going to get to do together. And the younger generation, I'm going to use a great example. Royal Family Kids Camp, one of our initial ministry partners, going to that camp changed my life. I went in my mid-40s, but I felt like I was a kid again. And what I got to witness were adults unconditionally loving on broken children from broken homes, from broken situations, and loving them where they were, not where they needed to be. And what I got to see from Monday when they got off the bus to Friday when they got back on the bus were radically changed lives. And they have a mentorship program that follows up. And as a counselor, you can be a mentor to these kids. And that's where this really started, because we started to pour into, when I say we, my wife Gina and I, pour into these kids. And then we got to meet their families, mm-hmm. and pour into the brother and sisters. And it was just, it was magical to see them grow up, because they were being purposed. They had a belief. They had value. All of the things that they were being modeled were being remodeled. And that is at the core of breaking cycles and breaking generational curses, is giving the human being a purpose and a feeling of self-worth because they matter. And I'll tell you a quick story. It comes from Royal Family Kids Camp, and it is the theme. It's called The Story of the One.
Okay.
Or The Starfish Story.
Well, Dan, I'll tell you what. Let me go in and do a commercial, because I want to leave that now as a teaser. So when we come back, we're going to hear the story of one. We are speaking with Dan Strait. He is the founder of Kingdom Coalition for Kids. And again, when we come back, we're going to talk, or he's going to tell us the story of one. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Conflict International are experts at uncovering the truth. Our specialist team has decades of experience in providing a range of bespoke investigation and intelligence services to companies and individuals. Whether you need professional screening or background checks of employees, due diligence of potential clients or business partners, asset tracing services, or surveillance, Conflict International has a rapid response team on hand to get you to the heart of the matter. Our key strength is in our global capabilities. We can tap into an extensive network of trusted professional investigators based in most jurisdictions worldwide, enabling us to go almost anywhere a case takes us. Conflict International has decades of experience with a diverse range of skills among our team, developed from backgrounds in military and security intelligence services, as well as practice lawyers. Visit our website today at conflictinternational.com to find out more about our services. That's conflictinternational.com. Global reach, local knowledge.
And we're back. We're talking with Dan Strait. We are talking about the nonprofit that he founded, which is Kingdom Coalition for Kids. And, you know, Dan, if anybody wants to follow along with us, you know, the beauty of computers these days is you can open up another window. So what would be the website that they would go to if they wanted to open that up and see a little bit about what you're talking about now?
Thank you, Alan. The website URL is KC, the number 4K.org.
All right. So that's K as in King, C as in Charles, 4, the numeral, and K as in King.org. So if anybody wants to, just pop open that other window. It'll allow you to sort of follow along. So as he's telling this story, you'll go, oh, I see. I can see what they're doing. So that, or just keep it open, because I'm sure there's plenty of other information you'll want to look at a little later. So with that, Dan, tell us the story of one.
And it's on the website. So you can go to the website and find it in one of the God winks that's there. The story starts off with a gentleman walking on the beach, and he's taking a walk and enjoying the wonderful ocean breeze and smelling the salt in the air and the sand. And he sees off in the distance someone scurrying around. Well, he gets closer and he sees that it's a little boy. And as he gets closer, there's thousands of starfish. They're everywhere. Well, this little boy is saving them. He's throwing them back one at a time. Well, the gentleman gets close to the little boy and he says, you know, there's just so many of them. It really doesn't matter. And at that moment, the child looked up at him with just childlike wisdom. And he had the starfish in his hand that he was getting ready to save. And he said, well, it matters to this one. And he threw it back in the ocean. And that impacted me huge, because we just need to say yes and show up, because we don't know who that one is in our lives that God's going to bring into us, and the impact that that's going to have by showing up and being present and a good listener.
And again, and it is one of my favorite stories. And I think if people pause for a moment and think about it, this is something that will affect every part of your life. Okay? So it may not be, you know, something that you'll see in regards to something that is connected to the church or whatever, but there will be something in your life and this will connect and you'll go, oh, I get it. I get it now. I just did this deed, whatever it may be, to help someone. And then you'll start to feel it and you'll realize I made a positive difference. I now passed it forward. And the beauty is that you may feel like, well, I only helped one person, but that person, if they go out and help somebody, and then they feel it, and so on, and so on, and so on. And that's why I love that story, and that's why I'm so thankful that you shared it with us.
Alan, you just spoke about one of the main pillars of Kingdom Coalition for Kids and the availability and the opportunity for us all to encourage and inspire engagement. Mm-hmm. And that's one at a time.
Yep.
That's one relationship at a time. That's one ministry partner at a time. That's one church working with another church at a time. That's one family pouring into another family at a time. That's where you start to have generational impact. You just spoke of one of the main pillars, and that's showing up and being available for a young man or woman, and being present with them and modeling godly behavior, because that relational component is what they get to do for the next generation. And that happened because somebody did that to us at some point in our life, whether that was a coach, whether that was a teacher. And when we say yes to the one, that gives us an opportunity for that generational shift to start. It's as simple as saying yes to God's prompting to pour into that one.
I couldn't agree more. Now, one of the things that I've heard you say in the past, and you know, that's the beauty of having someone that I know so well here, is that I don't even need a lot of notes, because I have things that I remember, so many things that you've said with such wisdom. But you were talking one time about the fact that in many cases churches have had this huge opportunity, but they've just missed it. And that, you know, that they could have done more. So what do you think is changing now to where pastors and leaders can do things differently now that maybe they haven't been done before, and how that can connect more people?
It's really evident that there's revival going on around the globe, here locally. And that revival seems to be the churches working together, the local churches pouring into their community together. They're working together. They're working on projects together. They're engaging. I'll give you an example. Southern California Care Collaborative has 12 churches that are working together with county, with Orange County Child Protective Services, and they are taking on the responsibility to wrap around God's kids that are in the foster care system and resource them and assist their parents. So if they're in and out of the system, bringing resources, bringing relationships, and now those churches are adopting those kids into loving Christian homes.
What a great example. And the organization you're talking about, I sat on the advisory board for quite a few years, and I love what they're doing, and it's just continuing to grow. So yes, it's a great example. Now let's talk about how people can get involved right now. What's your call of action?
The call of action is to pray. That is the number one area. To be praying for the global revival of God's church, to work together as one, collectively pouring into God's children and praying for how God wants to utilize you in your giftings. You have talents. God's given them to you. So your kingdom callings, your kingdom assignments, they're waiting there. Pray into them. Ask God to reveal them to you and then say yes to them and step into them. Some of this could be your treasures. It could be stepping into funding a ministry that your family is passionate about. Others could be praying about and creating a ministry, coming alongside another ministry and collaborating and sharing. The other thing that is so important is to ask God to bring a young man or young woman, depending on whether you're male or female, or woman or man, to bring them into your life so that what's been poured into you can be poured into this young man or woman. So praying for God's direction and God's opening of those relationships and the sharing of the resources that you've been blessed with.
So how can listeners become a part of your prayer network?
Kingdom Coalition for Kids.
Yes.
Has a contact page. You fill that out and you'll be put immediately onto our email distribution list. I will personally contact you. And we have monthly prayer calls. One is tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific. It's every month on the 7th, 7 a.m. Pacific. And it's a global prayer call. We have prayer warriors from around the globe, different ministries, different churches, different families. We've got, you know, 3-year-olds and 90-year-olds. And praying in the raw spirit is just amazing. I just encourage you to go to the website, fill out the contact page, and so we can communicate with you and get you on our team as a global prayer partner, as well as upcoming events in your area.
Well, and I appreciate that. And if anybody's wondering, there are some calls that I get on, and most of them are set up to be global, and they start very early in the morning. And I have a call that I do weekly that's at 6 in the morning. And I have friends that go, why do you do this at 6 in the morning? I say, because we're in Pacific time. And the people that are in Europe or the people that are in Asia, we don't want to have them doing this at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's easier for me to, you know, for those of us here to do it early so that the other people aren't doing it in the middle of the night. But yes, that's certainly a way. But, what are some of the other ways? You know, what are some of the other ways that people can get involved? And that's one of the beauty of talking to people and sharing with people is there are so many good people out there that go, wow, that sounds great. I have someone that I met a couple months ago, and they just sent me a message that said, with everything that we talked about, I want to get involved. How can I get involved? So we know that not everybody can foster a child and not everybody's in a position to start a ministry. But what are some of the simple yet powerful ways that families, business owners, retirees that they can join, the KC4K mission.
On our website is different ministry partners. There's resource partners, and there's partners that are on the front line, and each one of them have links. There's a description, and there's a contact person with each one.
Now, give some examples. Just give us some examples. Give us an example of, you know, of a powerful way that a family has helped, a powerful way that a business has helped, and a powerful way that a retiree has helped.
So a family can go to Royal Family Kids Camp, and that website, one of our ministry partners, is rfk.org. And the family can get involved by going to camp. And they can go to camp and serve as a counselor, as a teen staff, an aunt and uncle, grandma, grandpa, a volunteer supporting. And it will change the dynamic. Gina and I went there a dozen years ago thinking that we were going to pour in to these kids and really make an impact or a difference. We were changed. We were transformed. Where you find those, Royal Family Kids has a search engine, and you can find it. If you put your zip code in there, it'll give you a local camps that you can partner with and churches that are in your local area. Another example is Hope International. Hope International is an amazing partner to us. One of my dear friends, Lance Wood, he was in the master's program with me. And one of the first events that Hope International had, I talked to Lance and I said, Hope International is a microfinance lending platform for developing countries and communities, and they have savings programs. How can Hope International be a partner to Kingdom Coalition for Kids? And Lance told me, when the family is financially stable, the kids are off the streets. So as a business, you can partner with Hope International and add fuel to what's happening around the globe as they're lending small loans for businesses, stabilizing families around the globe. So a business that has capacity pouring into a small business lending ministry, it's just a great model of duplication.
Love it. And what about retirees?
This is where the mentorship comes in. And this is so exciting because in Orange County, there is a program, and this is a nationwide footprint. Young Life is a ministry. They're on our website, younglife.org, and you can sign up to be a volunteer, and you can do this at any age. You can engage to be a volunteer for their camps, for their club programs, and you can volunteer to be a mentor to a young child or a teen or a young man or woman and be matched up and engaged in that. So you're never too young to have an impact, and you're never too old to have an impact in God's kingdom of transforming the lives of his kids. Thanks for asking. Hopefully those three examples, they're right there on our website. there's many more. And the mentoring aspect is phenomenal for someone that is looking to be repurposed. I don't even like the word retired. Bob Shank, a dear mentor of mine years ago, caught a group of us talking about retirement. He said, no. We're going to be repurposed until we're in heaven with our Jesus.
Well, first of all, I love that. And when people ask me in regards to they'll mention something in regards to retirement. And I will say, well, I don't really look at it that way. I said, to me, all it means is that I've gone from doing things that I felt I have to do to now doing things that I want to do. I can pick and choose. So that's my definition. Doesn't mean we stop doing things. Okay, we're going to take a break. Again, for those, if you go to kc4k.org, you can pull up the website. We're going to be back in about, I think it's about a minute and 10 seconds. So stay with us. You're listening to or watching Doing Good Better on Answers Network.
Having a teenager at risk who is going through a traumatic experience can be difficult on parents, siblings, and all who are working with that young person. No family should have to go through this process alone. Westshield Adolescent Services is here to ensure you don't have to. Many of the psychologists and psychiatrists we work with have spoken about the stress families go through, not just the young person, but the parents, needing to get their child to a program where they can get the help they need. Westshield aims to lessen that stress. Every case goes through a thorough intake process with one of our knowledgeable, compassionate intake coordinators. We want to know the likes, the dislikes, and the fears of each child. This important information is taken into consideration when choosing the best suited team member for each individual teenager. Westshield agents come from all different walks of life, giving us a diverse group of team members to ensure a personalized, compassionate experience for every teenager. This allows us to make certain every young person we work with gets to the chosen program in the best possible state of mind. We contacted over 600 of the youth we've worked with in the past to see where they're at now. 97% of these individuals told us how much their lives had improved, that they had better relationships with their friends and families, had gone on to marry, have kids, and were now using the skills they learned in their program to raise their own children. Our role of transporting at-risk teenagers is a vital step in the process of ensuring a youth's ability to thrive in their new environment, and is a role we don't take lightly. The recovery process can be a long one, but like any journey, it started with a single step.
And we're back. We're talking with Dan Strait. We're talking about Kingdom Coalition for Kids. And Dan, when you look ahead, you look 5, 10, 15 years from now, what's your greatest hope for Kingdom Coalition for Kids Network and the next generation that you're raising up?
I would pray into more Kingdom Coalition for Kids around the globe, and that communities and churches within those communities, families within those communities would create coalitions and collaborations working together as one community, and that the church would look at their kids as a resource, not a liability. Around the globe, we see a lot of children's ministry. We'll have them go to another room, or we'll have them out playing somewhere. we would, at Kingdom College for Kids, we would love to see the children leading the church. And I know that sounds, maybe upside down, but God's kingdom is upside down. God works through his kids. We're pouring into his kids, absolutely. And we get to, and we love to. But he's working, and he's on the move in and through his kids. His kids are transforming the families. The families are transforming the communities. The communities are transforming the church. So in the next 5-10 years, we would love to see the next generation rise up in a revival of utilizing God's greatest resources, and those are his kids, and raising up those new leaders to raise up the next leaders. And that means empowering the kids by allowing them to be utilized by God and putting them at the front of the church, not at the back of the church.
So I know that you have some goals that you've set for 2037. What miracle do you most want to see by then?
I'd like to see the continuance of the revival that we're witnessing right now. An example of this, one of our partners, Care for Children, you go to careforchildren.org. That's on our website as well, one of our partners. Well, their model, and this is one of the models that are going to help get to the 2037 marker of no foster kids, no orphans, because they're placed in family. The generational curses are broken. The godly men are not leaving the family. They're not leaving the marriages. Care for Children, 10 years ago, went to the government of China, and Robert and his wife Liz and their 6 kids moved from United Kingdom to China. And they had a calling, a kingdom assignment, to work with the government and change the way orphan care was used in the country of China.
Wow.
And over that 10 years, Alan, they've put over 1 million kids into loving Christian homes that are now adopted. And wow, they've completely deinstitutionalized orphan care in the country of China. And now they're doing that in other Asian countries. And I think they're up to 7 right now. And that's one of the multiplication models that is out there as one of the examples that we get to partner with.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Especially having been there, that speaks volumes. Dan, I got to tell you, it has been such a pleasure. I am so glad that I could help be a platform for you to get this information out. Please keep doing good better. And thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. And I'll leave you with this. Let's do better, but let's do it together.
Yes.
Good better together. That's what we all get to do. We get to, we don't have to. And Alan, thank you so much for your amazing friendship and for you stepping into God's call for you. And it's having just amazing impact. Keep saying yes, brother.
All right. Thank you. And I think you may have just come up with the title for Steve's next book, Doing Good Better Together.
There we go.
All right.
All right.
For everyone out there, please just be good human beings and be with us next week as we bring you Doing Good Better on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.